Program 503-733-2970. Thank you for coming by. Hold on a second. I gotta wash down this chocolate Chex Mix with some vinegar. A chocolate Chex Mix. And you know that bastard has raised the price. It was 65 cents, I think. Now it's 75 because he knows my weakness. He knows my shame.
Well, that was my shame. I bought that.
Yeah, and then you gave it to me because you knew I'd eat it. Oh, I think I found the, let's see.
Balls up into the air and floated them there above everybody's head.
That's not...
It was delicious.
Wasn't even the one I was looking for, but I found this one by mistake.
Balls up into the air. Balls up into the air.
I'm five.
Balls up into the air and floated them there above everybody's head.
And yes?
He put the little round object in his mouth. It was delicious. The taste is big.
From the Ministry of Truth, this is Tim Riley.
I don't know what to say. Well, police have arrested a man who stumbled into the wrong house and fell asleep on a couch. 22-year-old Michael Leary was intoxicated when he entered the Southwest home and then fell asleep. The family called 911, and they heard noises in their dog barking downstairs. No, he wasn't trying to burglarize the place, just trying to catch a few winks before heading home. Well, it doesn't look like it takes much for Mel Gibson to lose his temper.
Oh, he went crazy again, didn't
he? Yes, he erupted in anger and used profanity while speaking on the campus of California University last night. A famous director was addressing a film class when an expert on Mayan culture accused him of racially stereotyping Mayans in the movie Apocalypto. The woman, an assistant professor at the school, said the movie was both racist and wrong to portray Mayans as being bloodthirsty savages and engaging in sacrificial ceremonies. Gibson then exploded with rage and reportedly unleashed a profanity-laced tirade that caused attending members of the Mayan community to become vocal as well. The woman and the other emotional Mayans were escorted out of the room.
What do you think you're looking at, sugar?
Meanwhile, two television networks to combine their TV shows into a single online portal to counter the threat of YouTube. NBC, Universal, and Fox will put top shows such as 24, House and Heroes, and hit movies on the site, and will carry advertising. The initiative is to give the firms greater control over their content. Viacom is launching a $1 billion copyright infringement against YouTube. Viacom, that owns MTV and Nickelodeon, says that YouTube uses its shows illegally. They also alleged about 160 unauthorized clips of programs have been loaded onto YouTube's site, and they've been viewed 1.5 billion times.
It's good that Viacom isn't drastically out of touch with their user base or anything. That would be a shame.
Good God. Speaking of out of touch, it looks like CD sales have hit a new record low. Apparently, people just want to just download singles now instead of the entire albums.
You know, here's what will get me to buy. I just bought a CD, brand new one. Because I buy a lot of used CDs because it seems like it'd be a better value that way.
I think so.
As far as buying new CDs, what will get me to do it now is bonus materials. Like, if there's a bonus disc or something, or like a DVD, there's this band called Explosions in the Sky that I'm really into, and they just put out a new CD. And if you bought the CD, the first run of it, it came with a bonus disc that was all like remixes. It was like you got the album was disc one, and then disc two was the whole album, but remixed by various people. And I'm willing to do that. Or if it comes with, like, that's the thing about the My Chemical Romance, which bugs me. I ended up getting that on iTunes just because, like, their bonus disc just sucked. It was terrible. It was like if you paid like I don't know, like $9 more or something for the bonus, it was like a bunch of postcards. That's what it was. It was like My Chemical Romance postcards, which is pointless. So, yeah, physical CD sales are just, I mean, that's why everybody buys that stuff used now. It's just, who was I talking to Scotty about this? It seems impossible to fathom that just a couple years ago, we were all paying $18.99 for a CD and thinking that that was normal, thinking that was an appropriate price to pay.
And only three songs on it are good.
Yeah.
If that many.
I mean, brand new CDs now max out at about $10, $12. Like, I remember it was a bid, $10, $12, to make you holla. I remember it was a big deal a couple years ago when Andrew W.K. was selling his new CD, brand new, for $9.99. And that was considered really shocking. This brand new CD, $9.99. The idea that a few years ago just rings through our noses like so many musical sheep, we were paying $18.99 for a CD, is just insane. I can't even fathom.
It had to be stopped.
It did, and it was. Mission accomplished. Fly that onto an aircraft carrier. Rick, sturgeon are nice, says this email. Please, they speak to me in voices only I can hear. Please take note of the joyous expression on fishermen's faces. That's a picture of some fishermen in the water with a sturgeon. Every time I've encountered a sturgeon, they've been pretty docile. I have never met a sturgeon that caused any trouble. The one freaky thing about sturgeon is that they're pretty... Who wants to hear a disturbing email?
I do.
Go for it.
The one freaky thing about sturgeon is they're pretty tough to kill. Who wants to know how tough to kill? Oh, yeah, sure. Now you don't want to hear the rest of the email.
Oh, how tough, Rick Emerson.
They can survive being out of the water for 24 hours, and their thick skulls can withstand many blows from a baseball bat.
Oh.
You wanted to hear it. All right. I'm assuming that's just a theoretical experience. Let's see. Here's a terrible joke. Rick. Rape-X has been around for years. My ex-wife raped me. And then he says, with a lawyer. And then he says, thanks. Not funny. Not funny at all. Here's Tim Riley.
A father of two has filmed himself committing suicide live on the Internet. He used a webcam. Terrified web chat room users watched as Kevin Whitwick hanged himself while others egged him on. He was found dead by police in Wellington. This was in England after being lured by one of the web users on the Pal Talk site.
That's Gary Baumgarten.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Can I continue with this?
Yeah, why not?
One anonymous chatter says...
Wish we had him on.
He tied a rope around an uncovered ceiling joint and stood on the chair as he tied the rope around his neck. Some of the chat room users talking to Kevin over text chat, microphones, and videos tried to convince him to step down. And others egged him on by telling him to get on with it. We just can't believe he was doing it. It was surreal. One chatter says, effing do it. Get on with it. Get it around your neck. For F's sake, he can't even do this properly. Another user did not wish to be named, said. When Kevin stepped out the chair, he was left dangling. The mood in the chat room changed, and people began to realize what they had just seen.
I'm surprised that doesn't happen all the time.
That's frankly. A cry for help.
It's either really successful or really unsuccessful. I'm surprised that it doesn't happen all the time. I'm really amazed by that, actually. You know what I'm amazed by? I'm amazed.
Did he have to move the webcam as he was doing this?
Did he have the remote control, the kind of auto-tracking kind?
I was wondering.
Did he have to move it back to wide angle? That is a good point, actually. Maybe the computer desk was really... That's so like this show, though. That's immediately what we started thinking about. Maybe the desk was really low to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
The camera angled up. So it could get the ceiling in the shot. I wonder if he adjusted the webcam beforehand.
Maybe there was a dress rehearsal.
He had a run through, a dry run. I'm amazed that doesn't happen all the time. I really, and I'm not telling people to do this. I'm really not. But I'm just saying, the people are crazy. X number of people, there's probably 2% of the population that's literally insane at any given time. There's 2% of the population that's crazy. Everybody's got a computer now. Everybody's got access to a computer. I'm amazed that there aren't crazy people all the time just going to kill myself with a webcam. You know, all the time it seems like it ought to be happening. Not ought to, but I'm amazed, given the law of averages, that it does not. I'm amazed that there isn't more stuff that happens, more crazy crap, like more murders and whatnot that doesn't, you know. Like that, what's it, that guy in Texas, you know, why did you shoot your wife? Well, she was nagging me. That guy the other day, like his plentiful. I'm surprised a guy like that doesn't snap more often than just shoot his wife in the head on a webcam. It just really does amaze me. It seems like it ought to be happening a lot. Rick.
Well, not that we wish for that to happen.
No, of course not. I'm just saying. I'm just saying that it's a numbers game. About the Oregon Live Search Engine. The Oregon Live Search Engine sucks ass. I am not sure if I... This is totally true, by the way. God bless Peter Carlin and Chris Neither, but it's true. I'm not sure if I've ever found anything using it. It almost always comes back with no results, and I'm talking about for things that I have read in the paper that I cannot find online. Heck, you could probably search for keywords in the headlines of the front page on OregonLive.com and come up with nothing. Whoever administers the Oregon Live website should be fired out of a cannon into the sun, he says. That is totally true. The Oregon Live search engine is crap. I will say that right now. It's crap. It's unmitigated crap. It's terrible.
Well, it can be because the Oregonian is a newspaper record here in the North.
Of course. It's a good thing that there's nothing eating away at that monopoly they have on the news.
There isn't.
No.
At all.
Well, just...
There's us.
There's just us. That's what I was referring to. I don't know what I was referring to. Here's Tim Riley.
So this headline is, Petco employee hit by car while trying to rescue a pet duck.
Aw.
Hmm.
Did the duck live?
Yes.
Did the employee live?
Well, that's, I'm less concerned with that.
Okay, well, this comes here from Linwood from our friends at Como. A would-be shoplifter, a surprised woman, a dropped duck, a speeding car, a good Samaritan, and a heroic rescue of duck combined to leave a woman severely... Oh, she only has a severely injured ankle. Happened this morning. It began when a 39-year-old woman drove up with a 35-year-old male friend to the Petco store in Linwood around 9:30. The woman got out with her pet duck and went inside the store. Meanwhile, the man got out and went into the nearby Lindens and Things and stole an accessory for an iPod. Well, they are expensive. Not that that's a good thing, but some people can't afford the iPod expenses. Store security went after the man, who then darted for the car. Just as his woman friend was coming out of Petco with her pet duck, she saw the man race into the driver's seat and try to get away. Not knowing what was going on, she ran to the car trying to stop him, but the open driver's side door knocked her down, and the duck fell down, too, as the man was backing up the car. Well, a Petco employee saw this going on, didn't want the duck to be hit, and sped forward and struck the employee and severely injured her ankle. The man continued to speed out of the parking lot, but rear-ended another car. Officers arrived in...
I feel I need a chart or a graph of something.
Duck. D-U-C-K. And it's...
That's not really what I meant.
Well, let me get to the... The employee was taken to Harborview Medical Center, where she is listed in serious condition.
No, no.
But even though her efforts were successful, neither the duck or the woman were injured.
Why did you respond to my request for a diagram by spelling out duck for me?
Well, I drew a picture of, a duck in the air.
He drew an air duck for you.
I drew an
air duck. And then said, D-U-C-K.
Right. Was that not sufficient?
I think... Okay. Isn't that right, Ducky? I was just dumb. I'm sorry.
Well, it's Friday.
Mike, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Hey, Rick. How's it going?
What's up?
Hey, I do know that you are correct that a sturgeon was spray painted.
See? In your face, Sarah Dillon. Are you ready to admit that you're wrong yet?
No.
How many callers have to call up?
I need to see it on the internet.
It was in the early 80s. Proof. About the same time that ELF was really popular. Not ELF, not ALF, but ELF, Earth Liberation Front.
Oh, and no, that is ALF, Animal Liberation Front.
Well, whoever the guy that sat on the ledge for all those days,
yeah,
part of that,
yeah,
too, and the burnings of the Suburbans and all that.
Right,
good stuff.
Right.
But before that one, in the 70s, somebody dove into the tank and stabbed one of the sturgeon. It lived for like another 20 years with the scars on its back.
Oh, yeah, well, they're tough. You can't kill those things.
Well, no, they are tough to kill. I've fished them before. But then somebody spray-painted one, and then that whole area has off and on been spray-painted by hooligans and vandals and things.
All right, so, Sarah, there you go. So the sturgeon has been stabbed and spray-painted.
Yeah, and one thing you have to remember about a sturgeon is that they're bottom feeders. They don't actually eat live food. They're like, you know, the whatever those things are that you put in your fish tank that clean the bottom.
Those algae-eating things?
Yeah, that's what they do. They eat everything that's dead on the bottom. So if you ever decide to go fishing for them, you anchor out in the Columbia, you go to the butcher and get the bad, spoiled meat, throw it on a hook, throw it out there, and wait for hours for them to hook themselves.
Excellent. All right, there you go. So it's easy. So they really do most of the work by just not being all that bright.
Yeah, pretty much. Uh-huh. And they do fight quite a bit when you're bringing them in. And if your sturgeon is over 6 feet, you have to throw it back. And if it's under 4.5, you have to throw it back. And if it's over 6 feet, you have to throw it back. So there is a size that...
I'm so confused.
When do you have to throw it back,
and when can you keep it?
They have to be between 4.5 and 6 feet.
Oh, but if they're too... because if they're actually too big, you have to throw them back.
Yeah, because the ones that breed are the ones that are over 6 feet.
I see. So you have to catch them in middle age, basically.
Basically, yeah.
Interesting.
And they do stay alive forever.
Yeah, because they're dinosaurs. They just last forever and ever and ever. They're like turtles or something.
Yeah, they have like an air pouch in their. It's not like a lung, but they have like an air pouch.
Right.
So they can survive off that air that instead of using their gills.
Interesting. All right, excellent. Thank you for clarifying that, Mike.
You bet.
All right, there you go. That's Mike. All right, Sarah.
I don't think fish are very bright anyway.
No, they're really not.
Why don't older fish warn younger fish not to take the bait?
I think that there's a lot of division in the fish world. I don't think there's a lot of support there.
Mm.
It's like somebody,
you're on your own.
That's what I'm saying. It's sort of a hard knock life kind of a thing. Sort of a, you know, why don't roaches warn other roaches about the motel? Don't go in there. Don't go in there. It's a cleansing. Stay out of the roach motel.
Mm.
All right. So do you believe now the spray painting of the sturgeon?
No.
Okay. All right, now you're just being difficult.
Yeah. No, I'm just, I need to see it.
Like 15 guys?
It sounds like an urban legend. That's what it sounds like. There's
so you believe it's a story that's been passed from person to person that lacks truth.
Have you looked at pictures of sturgeon? They're really ugly.
Yeah. Well, as I would say, they're weird looking. They're ancient creatures.
Nobody would be in love with a sturgeon than another sturgeon.
Yeah, it's true.
That's why the species doesn't get any better looking.
the sexy fish choose to stay away.
Where are your sexy fish? What's wrong with you?
The really hot fish choose not to be around. Your clown fish, for example, is never going to... Ted, you're on the Rick Emerson Show.
Hey, Rick.
Hi.
Hey, I got a name for the listener party.
Okay.
I don't want your life.
Okay, I'll write it down. Give it to me one more time.
I don't want your laugh.
Okay.
Drink some chocolate Chex Mix the other day. They should give you royalties or something for that.
Did you drink again?
They should give you royalties for the Chex Mix.
Oh, really? Did you like it?
Yeah, it was actually really good. And I tried it because I didn't get time to put it on the show.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, it's great. I had 3 bags of it yesterday. Let's tell no one about that.
All right, well, you have a point, Rick.
All right, there you go. That's Ted, I guess. That's Ted. Now he's just gone. All right. I don't want your life. All right, there you go. Language of love. Let's see. This is...
Okay, what's up?
Sarah. Okay. How would anybody here pronounce this name? B-I-L-O...
Bilo.
I-A-M.
Biloiam.
B-I-L-O-I-A-M. Biloian.
The consensus is Biloiam.
Hi, Biloiam?
It's Billiam.
Billiam?
Billiam.
Would you spell that for me, please?
B-I-L-L-I-A-M.
Billiam?
Is that like William, but a little more casual?
Yeah.
All right, then. How can I help you, Billiam?
I have my wisdom teeth out today.
You're what?
I had my wisdom teeth out about an hour ago.
Oh, how's that working out for you?
Good. I'm washing down Vicodin with whiskey. It's awesome.
Oh, good God.
Attention, advertisers. You too can reach this prime demographic.
I thought we peaked with the guy with the 400-pound man with the beard and the bead.
No. No.
But I just want to give a shout-out to my surgeon. Sturgeon.
Yeah. Your what? Your sturgeon?
Yeah, I'm going to spray paint him.
Go ahead, sir.
Well, I just like to tell listeners out there that giving your wisdom teeth out is okay. And, you know, don't be frightened of it. You can, it's a quick weight loss program if nothing else.
When did you take the Vicodin?
I haven't stopped.
Okay, but, I mean, when did you start?
I don't know. I'm thinking about half an hour, though.
What is 36 divided by 6?
A six pack.
Well, okay. We'll take that. What kind of whiskey are you drinking today?
Jameson.
All right, excellent. Well, I hope that call us if that you. I hope you don't develop that dry socket. But if you do, you have to call us and tell us how it feels.
Hey, can we say hi to Tim?
Well, yes. Tim, say hi to Billiam.
Hi, Billiam.
Hi, Tim.
How are you?
You have lovely hair.
I don't know how to respond to that.
He's got what?
Lovely hair.
Like that guy up on the Mac.
Where did you get all that hair, Tim?
That pretty hair.
Uh-oh, I'm putting my baseball cap back on. Well, thank you for the compliment.
You're welcome, Tim. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too, Billiam. Enjoy your weekend. Try not to sleep on your back.
I'm driving today.
Right on.
Okay. Thank you, sir. You call us anytime. Good luck with the wisdom teeth.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Billiam.
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 It is a Friday. Let's do one more here, and we'll break and come back. Bob, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
I honestly don't know the answer to that. What's up?
Well, I got a couple of names for the upcoming party.
Okay.
Since you used the word hornswoggler today, or hornswoggled, I thought the Hornswoggler's Ball would be appropriate.
Okay.
Yeah, and one other one.
Yes.
Keep your eye on the... No, wait. No, let me take that one back. Keep your eye on the ball.
Can I go home?
It has to be writ large. Keep your eye on the ball.
It's not getting funnier. Is this me being dumb?
I think it's sex and life or wisdom teeth people.
Or is this you not putting sufficient time into crafting the name?
Well, I put plenty of time into crafting. That might say something else about my, general status. But...
Keep your eye on the ball.
Keep your eye on.
I don't understand why... Where is
you don't
the,
get keep your eye on?
Where is the joke here? Where's the funny in this?
It's not so much funny as it is
whimsical.
There we go. Thanks.
No, I'm pretty sure it's not that either. Are you saying ion like I O N like a
that still doesn't make sense.
Like fluoride is an ion?
Oh no, not at all. Just kind of a third eye thing. I don't know. Something that just...
Spell eye for me the way you're using it here.
E-Y-E.
Okay.
It's March Madness, and we're doing the basketball thing, so I'm thinking, keep your eye on the ball, as in, a masquerade ball or a... It's a party.
Hold on just one...
A ball.
Hold on just one second.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thanks. I'm sorry, we're losing your phone call and blah, blah, blah. What? You were just there a second ago. Oh, it's too bad. All right. Good. Thank you. Thanks for that. Uh-huh. 503-733-2090. It would have different conclusions if it's jumped to. Back after this, Tim Riley, Scott Daly, Like It's a Three. Stay there.
You can never say I don't know you.
Yeah, I know.
Two guesses and I get it.
There I got my... You didn't guess the secret first, but that's fine. I mean, how could you? But yeah, you got the book.
I'm sure I could guess the quote.
Maybe. So there you go. So yes, that is the book that my secret phrase is from. 503-733-2970. Rick, can you tell me the band that does your punk version of science fiction double feature picture show? In fact, all of the punk covers you do are great. Is there a list of some kind? Great show. That is the one we just played as the Guitaris, and that's from a CD called The Rocky Horror Punk Show, which is the whole soundtrack done by punk bands. So there you go. We also played the Groovy Ghoulies Time Warp from that. 503-733-2970. Just a moment, we'll pay a final visit to the Ministry of Truth. Ladies and gentlemen, I say with extra saliva in my mouth, from FilmFeverRadio.com, let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Radio Show. Scott Daly, how are you?
Hello, Rick Emerson. I'm
What's
fine.
Up? How What's up, brother? How are you doing?
Well, I'm good. I'm taking care of my wife, Faye. She had four wisdom teeth yanked out a few hours ago.
I bet she's fun to be... Well, she probably is fun to be around now.
Well, you know what? She's drugged up, crashed out in the bedroom, and I'm playing World of Warcraft and watching Monty Python, so okay. My world is good.
Fantastic. Are you getting paid?
It is a paid day off for me, yes.
Your life is hard.
Hey, so now you're going to be out of town for the Grindhouse screening.
Oh, don't even get me started. Damn you, Rick Emerson.
And
yes.
So,
yes.
So you're gonna hook a brother up for that?
Yeah, actually, I've already RSVP'd you and Aaron to to fill my seat for the Grindhouse screening.
Fantastic!
So,
thank you.
You guys are all set. Hey, man, anytime.
Appreciate that. Well, so what's up? What's out this week that I should care about that's not crap?
You know, the big one this week, and surprisingly enough, is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh God, are you kidding me? Because didn't you? I think it was you invited me to go to that screening, and I was like
10 a.m. on a Saturday.
Like, why would I possibly go to a screening of that?
You know, it's a fun film. It's just fun. The animation's great. It's not the big clunky rubber suits like the 80s movies, which were fun on their own levels.
I was going to say it's a generation thing, but I don't think so because you and me and Aaron are roughly the same age.
Yeah, totally, exactly.
I guess I'm just not hip to the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles craze that swept the country.
It's just a fun, entertaining film. There's nothing. I mean, it's not deep or insightful, but it's fun to kind of go back and visit these guys again, so... You know, there's really not a whole lot to say about it other than that. It's just an enjoyable film.
Sort of is what it is.
If you loved it when you were a kid, you'll love it now. If you didn't love it, I mean, I wasn't upset. They were a little later in my life, so I was a little before their time. But, you know, I just had a blast. It was fun just to go back and watch them all again.
Hey, I saw 300, which I liked, and then I saw... And 300, which I actually kind of like more the more I think about it. I liked it when it was done, but I'm actually thinking that I might go see it again. I kind of... You know, it's one of those movies your mind keeps kind of going back to it.
Yeah, I took my wife to go see it the weekend it opened again, and just watching it a second time was just... You know, because you kind of knew that you knew what was going to happen. Yeah. It was just fun just to watch it for what it was, a big, giant piece of art.
And then I saw this movie called Behind the Mask, The Rise of Leslie Vernon.
How is that?
It's okay. If you're a fan of the genre, if you're a fan of American slasher films, you should definitely see it.
Oh, okay. All right. Where's it playing?
Playing at the Regal 10 downtown.
Regal? Okay.
It doesn't really work as a movie, like as a piece of entertainment, but it is probably the best deconstruction of American horror films I've ever seen.
Oh, fantastic.
So it's sort of a piece of deconstruction. It's sort of almost an essay on horror films. It's probably the best thing ever.
Nice. Well, I saw my DVD pick for this week. It's been out for a few weeks, the DVD, but it's one of the scariest damn films you've ever seen. It's a documentary called Jesus Camp.
Oh, right. Ted Haggard's in that.
Ted Haggard is in it, yeah. It's before he became healed.
I think I know what you did last night.
It's a fantastic film about this evangelical camp called Children on Fire, where evangelical parents sent to... Dude, the camp is called Children on Fire, and the location of the camp is Devil's Lake, North Dakota.
Of course it is.
It's perfect.
Children
on Fire. And the film follows around this evangelical family and a 12-year-old son and 9-year-old daughter who are out there preaching the word of God.
This
little 8-year-old girl saw a woman sitting in a bowling alley, and she went up and handed her a chick tract and said, I think you're lost. You need this. Terrifying. And there's a segment in the film where the kids are standing out in front of the Capitol in Washington, D.C., with red tape over their mouths with the word life written on the tape.
Right.
Standing in a silent protest.
Well, it's a creepy thing. And then
terrifying.
And speaking of creepy, there's that, and I apologize for being an ugly American. Is it North Korean, South Korean? This movie, The Host... This out. Do you know what I'm talking about? It's about like a... I was talking to Fat Boy about it. It's an Asian monster film.
Oh yeah, I think it's a South Korean film.
And it came out. It's called The Host, which is also playing downtown, which is getting some pretty good reviews as well.
Yeah, I've missed the screening on that, but I've heard good things about that as well.
All right. So we will see you next week. What's coming up at Film Fever Radio?
We've got this up right now is our Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas commentary. But that we recorded last week, which was lots and lots of fun. We'll have some good Hunter S. Thompson fun.
Excellent.
And also this week's episode of Film Fever Radio is all about the big summer blockbusters. Do you realize that in May alone, we've got Spider-Man 3, Shrek the Third, and Pirates of the Caribbean, all within 3 weeks of each other.
Yeah, it's a good time to be a geek.
It's going
to
be a busy, busy summer. So Aaron and I kind of dive into that a little bit. And we talk a little bit about the Grindhouse Festival this weekend at the Hollywood Theater. Everyone get down there, get down to Hollywood tomorrow night about 6 o'clock or so and enjoy a good double feature from Grindhouse.
Excellent.
From Grindhouse film. Not the film Grindhouse.
But the actual from the genre itself.
Exactly, exactly. And they're going to also have some exclusive Tarantino Rodriguez Grindhouse footage as well to show. So the Hollywood Theater, get down there. It sells out every time. But this isn't a big thing just to kind of go on with Grindhouse. It's actually a festival that happens about twice a year.
Yeah, so. Our friend Siegfried came on last year to talk about it, and I know he's going to be involved in this one too.
Yeah, exactly. Siegfried is involved in it, and it's just a really good time. So Film Fever Radio will be there tomorrow night.
All right, man. Our best to your wife, and we'll talk to you next week, brother.
All right, kids.
Scott Daly from Film Fever Radio. There you go. Rick, that version of the rock. Okay, this is it. I'm confusing them. On the Rocky Horror Punk Show, it starts and ends with the same, with the science fiction double feature, the reprise and the original. The other one is the Ataris. That one's me first in the Gimme Gimmies. So thank you for clearing it up. Aaron, blah, blah, blah. Not, he says, neither a geek nor in the city. So there you go. Let's pay a final visit to Tim Riley at the Ministry of Truth.
And now, from the Ministry of Truth, this is Tim Riley.
Off to jail they go. A four-month-old girl remains in a foster care home while her parents each serve 5 days in Clark County Jail for leaving her alone in the car while they gambled at LaCenter Casino. Tuesday night, shortly after 9:30 p.m., LaCenter police arrested the parents after someone discovered the infant in a car parked outside the Palace Casino. Maybe they were told they couldn't get back in if they went to check on the...
I was just going
to
say, maybe there was some fat freaking woman who wouldn't let them back in.
According to police reports, temperatures are in the mid-30s when they discover the child. There are conflicting reports on how long she was left alone in the car. The kid's in good condition, though. The parents both live in Portland. On Thursday, they pled guilty in Battleground Municipal Court to reckless endangerment, which is a misdemeanor. The child has been placed in a loving foster home.
Misdemeanor?
Meanwhile, Anna Nicole Smith died of a lethal level of a potent sleep potion. And she had raging blood infections, too. They could have killed her.
I don't want anything in my body that's raging.
Smith took the speedy sleep inducer, chloral hydrate.
That is a speedy sleep inducer.
That was also known as date rape.
Yeah, that is a...
She never woke up.
What?
I'm thinking of something else. I thought chloral hydrate was what... I'm thinking of a chloroform.
Maybe they're thinking of Clorox.
Maybe that'll kill you, too. So it's like a date rape drug?
That's exactly what you're
like. I guess if you need to take the edge off at night, that will work.
In its most stunning disclosure, the report says Smith's life might have been saved had she simply gone to a hospital rather than treating her severe fever, nausea, and other infectious symptoms.
Treated at home with vodka.
With a visit from her lawyer friend, Howard K. Stern. So that's that.
That's that.
It's not official, but who needs official, Tim, after all? We are a news organization.
That's that Jim Henson death, you know? You go to the hospital, no, I'm fine. Rick, every time you talk about the Rapex, the image I get in my head is the Pit of Sarlacc from Return of the Jedi. I wonder if Lucas will seek to license the product under his name or if he'll sue her. Also, do you think a Rapex could be developed to prevent Lucas from the further raping of my childhood? No. No, sir. There is no Rapex strong enough to prevent that. Let's do one more and then we'll call it a...
Call it a day here with the thing and the news and the hey.
Well, Keanu Reeves ran over a paparazzi. He's being questioned for allegedly hitting the fellow with his car in Southern California. The former movie star is said to have struck the 27-year-old paparazzi when he was reversing his black Porsche, which is a 1996 Porsche. Back in his heyday, I guess he bought this. He pulled out of the parking space parallel to the curb and grazed a paparazzi standing in front of his car. The man fell to the ground. Paramedics were summoned to the scene. He was transported via ambulance to a local hospital for treatment. He was initially handcuffed to police until they found out who he was.
Back in the salad days. Rick,
1996, what? Automobile.
This is the... Keanu Reeves hasn't had a non-Matrix hit.
But he doesn't need one.
What is the last... No, I don't suppose he does. I suppose Keanu Reeves has any number of generous benefactors. Although you never know when a Ryan Seacrest is going to come along and steal their roving eyes, do you, Keanu? When is the last non-Matrix hit that guy had?
He didn't have a hit, but he just did that movie, The Lake House.
I don't even know what that is.
Point Break is on TV every day.
What's that?
Point Break is on TV every day.
It's true.
He paid at least $30 every time that show.
And Speed.
Him and Nick Nolte are splitting it for a can of Dinty Moore.
He's
going
to fill up the gas tank of a 1996 automobile, isn't it?
Ladies and gentlemen, Tim Riley at the Ministry of Truth. Greatest newsman ever. Thank you, sir.
What about the devil's advocate?
Yeah, but
that was
like,
a long
time.
That
was like 1994.
Yeah.
That I mean, that was I was living in Salt Lake City when that came out. I just remember that movie because it introduced us to Charlize Theron.
What about One Sweet November?
A Sweet November with Angelina Jolie? Which I'm pretty sure.
No, that had Charlize Theron in it, too.
No, really?
Yeah, she's the sick girl and
I've got cancer. Let's have sex every day. That movie?
Yeah.
I don't know. This must be a Tanya reference. Listener Party 10, there's a Harding in my pants. Him laughing on his way out the door is genius. All right, well, let's take these calls and then we'll whatever. Hey, Scotty, will you, if you with the hole in the...
Scotty J, this is David Cassidy. I don't know what else to say except...
You're not going to amount to...
Did Scotty J leave too?
I don't know.
Are we just left here by ourselves?
Hello. Oh, hi, Scotty. I thought you'd gone home. I'm sorry, Scotty. I forgot you were there. All right. What order should I take these calls in? Number four. All right. And then you said somebody called about something or other.
Somebody called about something or other.
Thanks. Okay. Mike, you're on the Rick Emerson show. Hello there. I walked by your room. Yes. Hi, Mike. How can I help you?
Well, I got you a definite answer. I called Bonneville Fish Hatchery, spoke to the general manager, and it is false. There was no sturgeon painted. There was some damage several years ago by some vandals, but he said, no, that's false.
How is it that everybody could think, don't give me those double fingers, Sarah. How is it that everybody could think that it happened?
I told you it's an urban legend.
I don't know. He did say that it is not true, though.
Maybe he just thinks that because he doesn't want to admit that they have such bad security.
I don't think that could be.
All right, it's a cover-up, Mike, and I won't have any part in it.
Sorry, man.
All right, thank you.
Uh-huh.
All right, there you go. Scotty, I walked by your room, and you said that somebody had called and they were asking about something or other.
The hey hey and the whatnot.
No. No.
What are you talking about?
I walked by your room a while back and you're like, hey, Rick, people are calling and they're asking about. What was it people were calling and asking that you wanted to ask me? Was it.
I don't know because I had it on.
Danny Bonaducci?
Oh, that's right.
Thanks.
Thanks for reminding me.
Glad I could do your job for you.
And Gene Simmons.
Gene Simmons, it turned out that he was via satellite on AM Northwest, not in person. He was via satellite. Kristen's going to rustle up the audio for us. Although, it doesn't really help us at this point now, because he's just pimping that show that airs on Sunday anyway.
Is he still all gauzed up, or?
I don't know. I didn't see it. Although, I do know somebody who ordered, because he does this lecture seminar now. There's like Tony Robbins, kind of a self-help motivational seminar thing, Gene Simmons does. I have a friend of mine who bought it.
It's called How to Make It with Chicks, or
it's
what?
It's called... Yes, that's exactly what it's called.
How to Make It?
That's Scotty J's book. How to Make It with Chicks. Brian, I've got to tell you, that smells like pure gasoline. No, it's called Speaking in Tongues. It's like this lecture series he did, and my friend Chris bought it, and apparently it's terrible. So he's going to lend that to me. Okay, I did line four. What should I... Come here, if you would, and look at these calls. Because we're on
line two.
Limited time here. All right, Franklin. Well, that was easy. How about this? Robert, you're on the Rick Emerson Show.
Hey, Rick. How you doing today?
What's up, brother?
Hey, I got a suggestion for you for your party. It actually comes from you. Thinking putting the cult back in pop culture.
That's good. I like that. I am proud of that phrase, by the way, putting the cult back in pop culture.
We know.
All right. And then I got one other thing for you. You've been talking about a Viso map of some sort.
Yes.
I noticed on your Emerson Army, they've got, through the Frapper, they've got a map.
Yeah, I kept telling that guy at Viso, I'm like, you gotta use the Frapper, put up a Viso map. And,
you know, I mean, I thought about, you know, doing a Frapper myself, but I'm too lazy, but...
Maybe Dave, who's our map maker, maybe he will do it, too.
I see it all over the place.
Yeah, no, it does seem like, and it's hard, the hard thing about Viso is the chain stores, like 7-Eleven, where, you know, you don't know, sometimes it's in a 7-Eleven, sometimes it doesn't. It's just from location to location. That can be a little tricky, so.
That is true. Well, excellent. Thank you for your time, sir.
Thank you. All right, there you go. Final, this is Jesse. Jesse,
hey, Rick.
What's up?
Did Scott Daly say he was at home, his wife asleep, playing video games and watching TV?
And getting paid.
Wait, why isn't he listening to the Rick Emerson show?
I don't know, because he's a bastard. Let's kill it. Let's go kick his ass.
That's a good question. All right.
Hey, this is Jesse from Red Hot Pistol.
Damn it. That's the thing I didn't get done.
I didn't post
your instrumental. Okay, tonight without fail. If I don't, send me a MySpace message to remind me about that.
Okay, and I had a couple suggestions. One, somebody may have said it already, but Get Off My Lawn.
Oh, that's not bad. Jack,
one party.
So the one I thought of is it's kind of a play on the Ted Nugent record, but instead of intensities, it'd be a 10-year in 10 years, or a 10-year.
What?
A tenure of 10 years.
Oh, 10-year of 10 years.
Ah.
All right. Well, it's. You're right. We all do sort of pale before intensities. Here's a and I know we're going to break here, but here's a fun fact. Clyde used to get really, really stoned and sit there and look at that record cover and be like, intensities, intensities. Intensities, intensities for like an hour. Just so
Maybe we can give Clyde, a flyer from the show and then the big bag of weed, and he'll be fine.
Thank you, sir.
All right,
Jesse. All right. Back after this to wrap it all up. It's the Rick Emerson Show on AM 970. Solid State Radio. All right. Hello there. It's the Rick Emerson Radio Program. Don't forget, and I made a mess of this. I mucked this up yesterday, so I don't want to screw this up. Let's see.
I heard you say that in the Sean Connery voice. Mucking with a G.
You're mucking with a G. My Scott Mosier voice. The Danny Bonaducci. I only want to say this because I screwed it up yesterday. Danny Bonaducci, not at the Thursday Lion. He's at the Lotus. The comedy face-off, blah, 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 that's happening tonight. Because I think right now he's like making some Marconi show, like running this treadmill until they die.
Damn, I know. I was really looking forward to seeing him.
I know, it sucks. I mean, they're doing a remote, which is cool. I don't mean that sucks. But I mean, I was hoping to meet him because
he's crazy.
He does. He has a certain kind of and I didn't really watch a lot, but I watched probably 3 episodes of that Breaking Bonaducci show, which is pretty, it was horrifying. I had to quit watching. It was just too stressful.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a pretty funny guy. He does, he's on with Adam Carolla, and he's got a certain charisma to him. So he's doing the thing at the Marconi show, but then tonight, I think it's at 9. God, I hope I don't get that wrong. 2 days in a row. But it's at the Lotus. They're doing that comedy boot camp competition thing tonight. So that's it. You should go there. Go to the Lotus. Say hi to Danny Bonaducci. Gene Simmons. Gene Simmons was on AM Northwest this morning, but it was via satellite. He wasn't in town. He was pimping the Gene Simmons Family Jewels thing, which starts on which is on Sunday, where he has a plastic surgery and blah 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 blah. So there's that. We may play the audio from it on Monday. We may not. What else? When is your photo thing coming out?
The Bishop's ad?
Yeah.
The ad?
The ad. I'm asking simply because I'm curious. As a consumer.
I don't... She said in spring. And it's now spring. So I think it's going to be soon.
I'm just trying to take care of loose ends. Or...
Well, I know how many pictures that, how many people she photographed, and the number's getting smaller and smaller.
All right. Let's see. Well, is there anything else I can do before I do these? No. There's something else I was supposed to be talking about, but I forget what it is. Fuel show tomorrow, 9 to 11. Don't forget that. Fuel show with Dennis Spitzenberger tomorrow, 9 to 11. Don't forget Dennis Miller debuts on this very fine radio station Monday, this coming Monday morning, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. The Dennis Miller Show. So he had him on his six. Funny guy. So that's going to be starting this coming Monday at 8 a.m. on this radio station. Scotty, is this... I'm looking down here, and then there's the screen, and then I'm looking at the actual phone bank. Should I be, like... There's blinking lights. Should I be just... Should I just pick it up and see what it is?
Should I just...
Do it. Right.
Yeah. Hello, Rick Emerson Show.
Yeah, hey, this is Chris.
Hey, Chris, what's up?
I got an idea for the listener party name.
Okay.
Listener Party 10, Sarah's Coming Out Party. In honor of the fantastic photo you published or put up on the website earlier this week.
Oh, coming out party, like, she's the gay.
Oh, yeah.
All right, no. All right, I didn't get that difference. All right, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, the gay. Rick. I don't understand on what planet someone spray painting a fish in an act of hooliganism is not hilarious in an absurd way. Seriously. Read that sentence again and you'll find the funny. Also, your whole show today is brilliantly absurdist. Defingerings and garbage disposals. Irish potato famine. Millions of angry Irishmen vying for room on the beach to catch food. Barbed penis destroyers. Do's and don'ts on how to dry off a fish in order to paint it. No wonder everybody I've gotten to listen to your show always comes back to me and says, I don't really understand what was going on. Best show ever, Todd. Well, thank you, Todd. We want to thank CNN Radio correspondent Bob Noodles Costantini today and Scott Daly from FilmFeverRadio.com. Coming next week, we will talk more about Listener Party 10, which is coming up April 19th, 7 p.m. at Barracuda. Next week, Listener Party 10. Be listening for that. The Rick Emerson Show, produced today and every day by the lovely and talented Sarah X. Dillon for AM 970 Solid State Radio. In the newsroom, Tim Riley, Scotty J. is our PA, the gatekeepers, Dave Zinn. As always, don't let the bastards grind you down, and don't forget to help the retarded. Like us next. We'll see you Monday. Bye, kids.